May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. New life starts in the dark. Whether it is a seed in the ground, a baby in the womb, or Jesus in the tomb, it starts in the dark. Barbara Brown Taylor continues, I have learned things in the dark that I could never have learned in the light. Things that have saved my own life over and over again. So that there is really only one logical conclusion. I need darkness as much as I need light. Perhaps this sounds strange to you, or perhaps you know it to be true. Perhaps, although you would never have sought those times, you can recognize in the darkness you have grown in hope and faith and love and in appreciation of the light. On this fifth Sunday in Lent, we are approaching the end. So far this Lent, we have traversed through Christ's temptations, heard his life-giving words of judgment, and we have felt the confusion of those who heard Jesus talk about his coming death. Today, our journey takes us to a home in Bethany, where we see more fully that the path Jesus is following will lead him to a tomb. The last time that Jesus was in Bethany, he encountered the darkness of a tomb. His friend had died, and Jesus is with Lazarus's distraught sisters. They grieve differently, as each of us do. And when Jesus sees Mary's tears, something within him breaks too, and he weeps with her. Here Jesus touches the horror of death, the void in human hearts when someone who is so loved dies. In a visceral way, he is confronted with pain, the pain of weakness and death, and he is moved with compassion. Jesus, the loving and gracious one, God in flesh, sees, hears, and feels the injustice and pain of death. He is with us in the darkness. But he also calls us to come into the light. In the darkness of the tomb, at the sound of Jesus' life-giving word, Lazarus is restored to life. He hears his name and rises. Lazarus, come out. He leaves the darkness, the stench of death, the grave clothes that bind him, and he is resurrected to new life. Jesus is with us in the darkness and pain of grief. But in his light, death is transformed. At his words, death becomes a gateway to life. This time, back in Bethany, Jesus is again with his friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. But the stench of death has gone. The grave clothes are banished, and the tomb is shut up. And together they feast and celebrate and share their lives together. Mary, with her heart full of gratitude for who Jesus is and what he has done for her family, shows the depth of her love in an extravagant gesture. As Jean Vanier puts it, he has given his all for her. She responds to his self-giving love by giving her all, giving herself in a beautiful, foolish, and scandalous way. Now, it is the fragrance of the perfume, the smell of generosity and love and adoration that spills out, filling the home. Here we see that Mary's beautiful offering is an anointing in view of Jesus' own death, his own tomb. Lazarus' death foreshadows Jesus' own death. Lazarus' resurrection is a joyful anticipation of Jesus' own resurrection. But first must come his passion. Jesus must suffer and die and be buried. He must go into the darkness of the tomb in order to bring new life. The anointing with perfume prepares Jesus for the day of his burial. It anticipates those who will tenderly wrap his body in a shroud of spices. But these grand gestures of love will ultimately be fruitless. His body will not decay. It will be raised by the Father to new life. Instead, the fragrance that will spread abroad is of his love, his passion, his self-offering for us. This is the joyful, intoxicating scent of the good news. And we, Christ's friends, are called to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him wherever we go. But first, Jesus must pass through the darkness. In Philippians, Paul talks about longing for the end goal, the resurrection to new life. But he recognizes too that the journey involves the death. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection, and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death. To know these things involves dying to sin, selfishness, and lovelessness. Many little daily deaths of dying to ourselves so we can rise to new life with him. We do so in the hope of knowing Christ and finding ourselves known by him. This is our hope. When we are in the darkness, we can have hope. This can be a place where new life begins. We can trust, as Martha and Mary learned, that Jesus can bring life out of death and out of things and situations that seem hopeless. As Mary drew close to Christ in the shadow of the tomb, she knew his compassion as they wept together. She also knew his power as he raised Lazarus from death. In response, she grows in faith and hope and love and offers more of her life to Christ. Some saw that offering as ridiculous and frivolous, but Christ defended her. Her self-giving love is the only appropriate response to his amazing grace. Will we, in turning to him in the darkness, know more of his power to bring new life? Will we hear his voice and rise up, each of us more fully alive in his service? Will our lives be filled with the fragrance of knowing Christ and his white hot love? On this Passion Sunday, we look ahead to the cross and the tomb. We remember his passion, how full of faith and hope and love he gave himself for us. As we turn our faces towards his passion, we commit to following his ways of self-giving love. Let us press on towards the heavenly goal of knowing the power of his resurrection through sharing his sufferings and becoming like him in his death. For new life starts in the dark. Whether it is a seed in the ground, a baby in the womb, or Jesus in the tomb, new life starts in the dark. Amen.